us. Give us a glimpse of how great and beyond our small vision the body truly is. We pray for those that need to know your presence in their lives in a powerful way, who are praying, who are crying out to be heard in the midst of the troubles which confront them. If we as a church or individuals can come alongside of them and encourage them and bear their burden with them, we pray, open our hearts and minds and our eyes to see. Perhaps if they're in our midst now and they need our assistance, whatever the case may be, we pray with thanksgiving that we don't live in the horizontal alone. So let your Spirit work among us as the people of God, as you work among us as the people of God, to bring about your will for our good and your glory. So we pray thy will be done. And we pray that in confidence, knowing that your will is good and perfect and better than we could ever imagine or pray for ourselves. Lord, we continue to pray for our nation. We thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy as a people. And continue to praise you that even in such a time as this, that we can say we're alive and we're witnessing something. And yet also being called to be a part of something else. So Lord, help us to steward well the freedoms that you've entrusted to us, to be a part of the effort to heal and to solve, to build up and not to tear down. Help us, O Lord, understand how we might bear witness to the world of your love for the world, and of who truly is in control. Grant that all people would look to you for wisdom and for life and salvation. And so we pray for our leaders at the local level, at the state level, at the national level, giving thanks for these men and women whom you've placed in authority over us, and continuing to pray for them in the midst of the calling on their life. We love you. We thank you for loving us. We commend ourselves to you, those things that we've prayed for and the many, many, many more things left unspoken. And we remember ourselves and ask you to remember us. Remember us in your kingdom and teach us together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Remember, immediately following our worship, we'll have a short service of the sacrament, and you're invited to remain behind for that. Receive now the blessing and the dismissal. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We close with hymn number 427, In the Cross of Christ I Glory.